hitter.
You there?
This is BPNRadio.com, and you're listening to Marketplace Saturday, where business leaders go to grow. Marketplace Saturday is designed for the entrepreneur, employee, or student that's looking to grow, learn, and become more today than they were yesterday. Now, here's your host for Marketplace Saturday, Rick Gentry.
Hello, everybody. It's Rick Gentry with BPNRadio.com. And this is your host for Marketplace Saturday. Really excited to be with you today. Our special guest is Daniel Alexander. And Daniel has been, he's a fine young man. He's been playing basketball since probably the sixth grade and has had a lot of success. Played high school ball at Dripping Springs High School in Texas. And then he played college ball, and at this time he's playing for the Austin Spurs. Very glad to have you today, Daniel. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing. Thanks a lot for sharing all that info about me. I feel like we know one another.
Well, that's true. That's very true. Well, Daniel, I'm excited about having you on today. We have a lot to talk about in a short period of time. But I did want to kind of go back and start something I'm very intrigued with, was that you were homeschooled for a number of years. Tell me about that experience.
True. I'm a proud product of the homeschool upbringing, and I wasn't homeschooled all the way through high school. And so I was homeschooled from kindergarten and that age all the way till middle school. And so for me, that's sixth grade. So I was homeschooled all the way up until then. And then sixth grade was my first public school year. And so that was my experience there. So I kind of got to experience both a public school experience through middle school and high school, and then also, in my view, have a foundation of being homeschooled, which is cool as well.
Well, tell me, did you enjoy the homeschool experience?
I got to be honest with you, I really did. My mother was the one who taught me, so we spent a lot of time together. But it just so happens that we're really close and are even good friends. I even think back then, have a lot of similarities and things in common. And I think she was a really good teacher, as well as just a cool person to hang out with each day. And we worked and focused on a lot of things separate from school and education, at least in the traditional sense, you know, as far as math and science and things like that, and also worked on a lot of communication skills, situational skills, spirituality. You know, we focused on a lot of those things too, which I didn't necessarily get from the public school experience. And so for me, I loved it, and we got to do, like I was saying, maybe non-traditional, like I got to jump on the trampoline while we did our math problems, or got to dress up as Batman or Superman or whoever, and then also do science experiments and stuff. So it was really, really fun, and those were things that I wasn't able to do, quite obviously, when I went to public school. So I definitely enjoy it, though.
That's awesome, Daniel. You guys are listening to Marketplace Saturday on BPNRadio.com. And if you would email me or text me if you'd like to do your own program on BPNRadio.com, I would just really appreciate it. Love to talk to you. My email is rickgentry@bpnradio@gmail.com. My phone number is 214-918-8707. So go to BPN Radio, check out the video. If you'd like to host your own show, call me. Today I'm speaking with Daniel Alexander, and I do know Daniel very well. He's been dating my daughter for the last few months, and they're actually going to be getting married very soon, so I'm very excited about that. That's a side note, Daniel, just a little commercial. But something that I know is taking a lot of time to plan. Weddings take time, and so congratulations to you and Taylor. That's going to be a big day for you.
Thank you. Really looking forward to it.
Well, Daniel, back to the homeschool conversation. Let's talk a little bit about the transition that you had to make from homeschool to Dripping Springs. I guess I would say junior high, is that right, or middle school?
Yeah, either one of those. I can speak to the transition itself. I got to be honest, it was in retrospect, to say the very least. Going to public school where there's a lot more structure for sure, and but mostly I think just in having a bunch of different kids your same age and also being around girls for the first time, which is super exciting and terrifying all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And so in all of those things just happening, my mom, I think, did a great job in preparing me, but I don't think you can prepare somebody completely for certain things in life. Example, first time going to public school for me, going to high school for the first time, getting married, I would imagine. Like, those are not, I think you can prepare and do your best, but it really is something that you just have to do and then experience it and then learn as well. So I'd say that's how my transition was. I don't think I could have done much more to prepare. And then anybody who has kids going, you know, to public school for maybe the first time, or they've been going for a while, I just, as a reminder, you know, as a former little kid, it really is an intense thing, you know, just because there are pressures, and then from teachers to do well and to listen, and then from parents, you know, kids want to please their parents, and then from their peers to be cool, and all of these different things. And so it really is a high pressure environment, if I can say that and be so as bold as to say that. But that was kind of my experience, and you know, just being around kids my same age without adults around for lunch and recess. I miss recess. Don't you think we should have recess in our real jobs and stuff like that?
I think it's awesome. Yes. Well, that's great, Daniel. There's a lot of different dynamics. I feel that junior high is one of the toughest things that we all have done in our life, honestly. But you started playing basketball, I guess, probably at home while you were homeschooling, but then you went to junior high, and I guess that was a great way to make that transition for yourself. That probably helped a lot that you were pretty skilled. Were you pretty skilled automatically? Were you kind of thinking about going to school to be competitive because of basketball? Was that one of the things that maybe made that transition happen? Tell me about that.
Yeah, I don't think that I wanted to go necessarily. Wasn't against it, but it wasn't necessarily a goal that was pushing me forward to play professionally or even in college or anything like that. I just enjoyed playing, and quite honestly, I've tried to get times because I just remember playing by myself for hours and just shooting and running around, but I was having fun with it as opposed to it being, you know, I need to do this in order to reach my goals. And sometimes that takes kind of the excitement or the joy out of it, because it can feel like a burden, not every time, but I think that can, and that has happened for me for sure throughout my basketball career. And so for me, I think it was just a progression. As I got better and more skilled, I kept getting taller as well. Was about 6 feet 6 inches by the time I went into high school, and high school was already pretty tall, and then kept getting taller, grew 2 or 3 more inches while I was in high school as well. And but I'd been playing for so long, and been focusing so much on, you know, building my skills, and I think just playing around with friends and all those things, you'll naturally get better you know, in doing that as well. So that was kind of my experience with that.
Right. Well, tell me about your high school basketball experience. I know that, and then getting recruited, and then we'll talk about college here in a little bit, but maybe share with everyone that's listening about that process, how that happened. And I know it was probably really exciting for you, but pressure as well.
It was, you know, I was on varsity as a freshman. And so from then all the way till senior year, that I was playing at the varsity level. And there were a lot, I think, of pressures, because as you take each step forward in basketball, you know, middle school, and then maybe you start playing in the summer, and then high school, and then there's travel teams and all that stuff, the stakes and the pressures to win, you know, get even higher. And so in high school, it's winning is certainly a very important thing. And I've even looked back and wondered, kind of on my perspective, where was I wrong, and then where was I right? You know, just in naturally getting to approach the game of basketball the way that a child does, just to enjoy it, as opposed to in true competitiveness and rivalry and all these different things that our culture really, you know, accepts and even celebrates. But I'm not completely confident and comfortable with that being what's taught to children and even high schoolers, you know. And so anyway, I have some personal views on that. But what I will say is things became progressively more difficult as the stakes grew, I think, higher, and maybe pressures even more, because I started being recruited my sophomore year, you know, and so I guess that would be when I'm about 15 years old. And so, you know, there are colleges reaching out to you, so adults, you know, trying to convince you to come to their school and suggesting all of the things that they have to offer, what your experience could be like if you came out to California, if you came out to the East Coast, or you know, all these different things. And honestly, it can take you away from just enjoying it and even being a kid through high school. And so I dealt with that, but mostly had my my dad actually was really active in helping me not think so much about that stuff and just to enjoy playing. And so I'm very thankful for his presence in my life during that time, because I think otherwise I would have gotten super stressed out. He was like, Daniel, girls will always be there, and basketball, colleges and all that stuff will be there. Just enjoy, you know, your time separate from those things right now. And I think those were wise words from my dad.
Yes. Well, that's great. Well, everybody, we're talking with Daniel Alexander today, and from Austin, Texas. This is BPN Radio. This is Rick Gentry, your host. And we're in about our fourth week of Marketplace Saturday. Please tune in. We start at 9 a.m. and run all the way to midnight every Saturday, talking with business people and listening to people's stories. I love stories. Love to hear people how they got from point A to point Z and what's made them successful. So, Daniel, talk to me a little bit about, you chose Texas A&M. So let's talk about that a little bit.
I did. Yes, I did choose to go to Texas A&M. The reason why I chose that was the coaches and the staff from A&M came to a lot of my games from my sophomore year to junior year to senior year of high school, and then to a lot of my summer games, and stayed in touch with my dad. I wasn't talking to any of the coaches until about my senior year personally, and so I think I felt like they were the most interested in me as a player. And so anyways, all that said, I went to A&M, and the coach that I went to play for left. And it was so interesting, just because I hadn't experienced something like that at that level. And, you know, he had said all of these different things about my what my experience would be there, and his involvement, obviously, in my growth as a player and a person and all these different things. And then he went to a different school, and that was weird, admittedly. And so then another coach comes in, obviously, and I had a tough time, I think, finding myself because, you know, as you can experience, and this isn't just specific to basketball, this happens in jobs across the board. Maybe you've been working in a particular role, or even, you know, picked up a new job and you have a view of what it might look like and leadership agrees with that and you're finding yourself, and then maybe it gets handed over to new management and new management brings in their staff. And you can try and stay on, you know, but your role is probably going to look different. And that was my experience. And so I stayed there for 2.5 years. And admittedly, it was definitely the worst 2.5 years of my life circumstantially. Didn't get to play a lot. And just as far as practice and all those things go, that's challenging already. To be honest, I wasn't walking according to the life that I professed to live. You know, I would proclaim definitely at that time to be a Christian and to love my God who created me and set the world into motion and all these things, but my life did not reflect that at all. And I was experiencing the consequences of, I was basically reaping what I had been sowing in regards to turning to sin and different behaviors and attitudes towards the coaches and then even towards myself that don't let you really experience any joy. And so even in the midst of that trial, I wasn't able to view it from a healthy perspective, but instead I was really pretty depressed in full transparency. And so that, the story does get better, but that is just kind of a snapshot of my early college experience halfway through there at Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Daniel, what do you think the core values were? I know that you obviously turned your life around and God helped you through that, but what were kind of the values that you say pulled you out of that?
I think, to be honest, it would be humility. We hear that word, I think, pretty often, and I don't know if anyone would say that it's wrong to be humble. I think that's a good trait, but how it's defined to me changed. Because I think what I thought it was before was when you get interviewed, you know, you're so awesome, tell us how you're so awesome, instead of being like, you're right, I am so awesome, let me tell you about that. Instead, you're supposed to be like, oh, no, I'm not awesome, glory to God, my team is so great, all those different things. To me, that's actually not a humility, at least the way that I understand it now. Humility would be just having a right view of yourself according to what God says about you and the way that he views you. And so I think the closer we get to his view towards ourselves, towards others, towards humanity as a whole, I think we're getting closer to humility. And so with that said, sometimes God is really good to remove things or even humble us. I think there's like an action that takes place that he has an active part in, to remove things that I'm feeling super confident and even cocky in, and even not getting to play a ton of minutes. I felt like I was still pretty awesome, you know, in high school, and hadn't really experienced any kind of loss, really. I mean, of course, losing games, but everything that I'd set out to do, I felt like I'd gotten to accomplish in high school, you know, getting to go to different Nike skills academies and different camps, and got nominated for the McDonald's All-American game and ranked nationally and all these different things. And I saw those things leaving, to be honest. And as I'm grappling, looking for things to find my value and worth, you know, to be affirmed in who I am as a basketball player, but also as a human, you know, as a man, I didn't find anything. Like, I couldn't find it in value and affirmation from different girls or different friends, and it's all really sad, I think, at that point. And so I think even in that, God is good to let us be there for a while, you know, and even come to ourselves or come to our senses and then start to view things rightly in humility. So I'd say that's when I started taking a couple steps forward, started kind of giving up on certain things that were fueled by selfish ambition and goals that I had set, basically just surrounding me and my desires and all these things, and just started giving them up and saying, God, my life is not, it's not even great. If it was going all my way, and now it's definitely not going all my way. And so, I'm giving that over to you, and I'm giving up, and whatever it takes on my part, I want to do. And that was definitely not my perspective before even coming to college, through high school, anything like that regarding basketball, but just life in general. And so that's what I'd say kind of allowed me to take a couple steps forward, I think, in the right direction.
Well, Daniel, I appreciate that. Very well spoken. I appreciate you sharing your heart on that. And I know that we do go through some trials sometimes, and God allows that to happen for a good reason. So we don't have a ton of time left. I definitely want to have you back for the second quarter, as I would call it.
Right.
You know, sooner than later. But so then you went to, I guess, Phoenix, and we don't have a lot of time to kind of, what I wanted to do is kind of start there, and now you're in Austin, you're playing for the Austin Spurs. Kind of talk to our listeners about that process, transition.
I will. Yeah, I'll give you the snapshot version, the quick one. Graduated, went to Phoenix, Arizona, finished my Division I basketball career there. And then I moved back home, was looking to try and see what I would do, quit basketball because I was totally done with that. It had brought me a lot of pain, and I didn't feel like I wanted to subject myself to that anymore, but I felt God saying that he wasn't done with basketball in my life just yet. And so I trusted him with that. And I went and actually played professionally. I was able to somehow, by the grace of God, do that. Got to play in Australia. Got to come back and play for the Phoenix Suns Development League organization, which is called the Northern Arizona Suns, back in Arizona. And so I did that for a season. I went back to Australia, different location, different team, different league. Enjoyed that, and now I'm back here. Went to an open tryout for the Austin Spurs, and got selected to go to training camp with them. Went to training camp, made the team. Had been preparing and training consistently up into that, trusting that that God would be faithful, not to put me on that team necessarily, but just to show me the next move. And my best knowledge, that seemed like what the next opportunity would be, and so ended up making the team. Living back in Austin, which is perfect because the girl who I'm pursuing unto marriage lives in Austin as well. You're very familiar with her. Her name is Taylor. And so that has been a really cool thing. And man, just being challenged, the game of basketball has challenged me in ways that I was not previously ready for. And if I had known that there would be this much challenge and difficulty and pain, to be completely honest, I would have just stayed in my front driveway playing basketball, maybe with my dad every once in a while, and that would have been the extent of it. But looking back, I'm so thankful for the involvement that basketball has had in my life and the way that it's been used as a vehicle to let me see the world, to humble me, to show me that I'm not as awesome as I once thought I was. And I'm still getting to play. We have a game later tonight here in Dallas, Texas, and so I'm looking forward to that. And it's awesome, to be honest, to be able to play basketball for a team that has Austin across the chest, you know, because Austin, Texas is, to me, the most subjectively cool city in the U.S. There are those that would disagree with me, and then there are also those who are incorrect in their views, but I'm partially kidding about that. I'm fully kidding about that. But that's where I'm at right now. Our season has about a month left in it, and then I'll be done with that.
Well, it's a great journey, great story, Daniel. So the competition level, I was kind of interested in, and kind of wanted to ask the question of what's the competition level, say Australia versus Austin Spurs.
Yeah. I would say the competition level is different in that there would be a couple players in an Australian league that are definitely up to the level here in the NBA, the NBA G League now, because Gatorade bought the league, not Gangster League. you know, though I think that would be funnier and cooler. But the competition level here, in my opinion, is one of the highest, just because there are guys right outside of the NBA, top guys on each Division One team, you know, throughout the entire United States can come to this league right here. And so each team is full of just good players who would be able to play, you know, in different leagues throughout the world, but are choosing to stay here, play for maybe a little less money, you know, but so they can possibly get that opportunity, whether it be here in the NBA or overseas, you know, with a bigger club or organization. And so I'd say, man, the talent level is really high here in the G League, in my experience.
Well, the games I've been to, I've seen a lot of guys that I watch start for major universities, Duke, Arizona, Oklahoma, Texas, and were the superstars of their schools, and I see them playing in games against you, Daniel. So I would agree that it is pretty tough. Well, that's been an incredible story. Daniel, it sounds like you've had great experiences, that God's really blessed you along the way. But I think that you've been real today, and I appreciate that, just sharing your heart. And what a story, from homeschool to the NBA. That's pretty crazy. So I've enjoyed that. We've got a few minutes left. So what I would like to ask is if you would pray for business people out there, people that are just working 8 to 5, or people that own companies, whatever kind of business they're in. You know, I know with people think, oh, you play basketball, so that must not be a real job. But I know your schedule, and I know that you're kind of on call 24 hours a day, and you practice all the time. You got to be at meetings. You got to watch film. You know, you got to get on an airplane and travel across the nation and check into a hotel and go to practice and go to a game. And so I know that it's very time-consuming, and it's not quite as glamorous as maybe most people would think. But it is kind of cool also to get to play basketball. So,
No question about it.
So, Daniel, I appreciate you being here today. This is Rick Gentry with BPNRadio.com, and this is Marketplace Saturday. Please listen in every Saturday from 9 a.m. till midnight, and we have just some incredible knowledge that I think that you guys can learn a lot. And some Saturdays I sit there and think I'm going to listen to a couple of shows, and then I look up at the clock and I've been listening to 4 hours of BPN Radio and Marketplace Saturday. So just encourage you to do that. Daniel, thanks again for being with us. If you'll just send us out with a prayer, that'd be great. Thank you.
I'd be honored. Lord God, I thank you for all of the advancements that our world has seen regarding technology and all of these different things, God. A lot of them can be used for evil, but a lot of them can also be used for good. And I think that this one is certainly being used for your good. And so, God, I ask that anybody who's listening would be encouraged by the discussion today, and maybe even challenged to not look to the temporal and the seen experience here on this earth, but look to the unseen and the eternal things that your words set our focus on, and also set our mind on. And so when we do that, I believe that you say that you'll give us peace and understanding and joy, knowing that our treasure is not here on earth, but it's in heaven with you. And in doing so, I think that we'll live fruitful, beneficial lives here in the present, as we prepare for eternity. Again, everyone is encouraged today and challenged. And I thank you, everybody, also for listening and also for tuning in. So thank you, God. We're only able to pray because of you, Jesus. And so thank you for your sacrifice and offering us friendship to those who are your enemies. You're awesome. We love you. In your name, amen.
Amen. Daniel, thank you, sir. Be talking to you soon.
You've
Have a great
been
day.
Listening to another special edition of Marketplace Saturday, being heard throughout the day here on bpnradio.com. Keep listening for another special show here on Marketplace Saturday with your host, Rick Gentry.